So, this is it. The private room. It looks exactly how I imagined it. All dark and dungeony. God, this is going to be so much fun. You and I have had every moment of tonight's scene planned out for weeks. From what outfit I should wear to best accentuate the restraints you want to use on me, to the meal we ate beforehand to ensure I would have enough energy for our time together. The whole idea of you dominating me at a public sex club where anyone could watch felt totally unreal up until this very moment, like a fantasy that would never actually happen. Now that we're here, prepping for our scene in the back room with a whole warehouse of people who could come in and watch at any time, it's feeling very real now. You and I have been to Dagger a couple of times before, but only as spectators. We spent hours late into the night just watching doms hone their craft on willing subs, learning from more experienced kinksters about their favorite tools and techniques. I haven't told any of my friends about this place, not because I'm embarrassed of this new hobby you and I are getting into, but because I like that it's a secret. Our dirty little secret.
So, what do you think?
Rumi,
Nervous? It's okay. I am too, a little.
You wrap your arms around me, hooking your chin over my shoulder. I can smell the perfume on your skin.
And you know I'm going to take perfect care of you tonight. I always do. Don't I?
Yes, of course you do. Your arms tighten around me, and I can feel your body against mine. I arch back, pressing into you and winding my arms around your neck.
Good. I happen to know that there's a nice bench over there, perfect for keeping pretty little things like you nice and still.
You bite my earlobe between your teeth.
Go.
All I want to do is run my hands through your hair to push my ass into you and slip my hand between your legs. But right now, you're in charge. I love when you're like this, in your element. You love putting me in my place, and I love letting you. You release me and lead me over to the bench in the middle of the room. It looks plush and soft, covered in black leather. How do I even get on this thing? Oh, I see. I start to swing one leg over the bench, but you stop me.
Close first.
This is it. I'm getting naked in a public sex club. I can't believe I'm doing this, but fuck, this is so exciting. I shiver a little as I remove my shirt and then my pants. I stand in front of you, completely nude, and wait for your next instructions.
You're so beautiful, baby.
You lift a hand and trail it over my chest. Your touch is feather light as you move from one breast to the other, eyes never leaving mine. I close my eyes for a moment. Oh. You pinch my nipple between two fingers and my eyes fly open. You grin smugly down at me.
My pretty baby loves having her tits played with, doesn't she?
Yes, I do. Fuck. We've barely started, and I already feel pleasure building deep inside of me. My legs are starting to tremble. What are you going to do to me?
Let's get you all set up, okay? On the bench.
Yes, ma'am. Your hands leave my chest, and I turn back to the bench. I see now it's a steel A-frame with metal rings outfitted along each leg and the two leather knee rests. I climb on, kneeling, and leave a trail of wetness beneath me on the leather. You return to the duffel bag you brought with you and go digging around inside of it. Fuck, what toys did you bring? I wonder if you brought my favorite strap-on or my thigh cuffs. The way you're looking at me as you walk toward me is fucking dizzying. God, you look so incredible. My pussy clenches as I realize you're holding the black vegan leather cuffs you got me for my birthday last year. My hands are behind my back before you even ask.
Someone's eager.
Please, I want it so bad.
Oh, I know you do, darling. Now hold still.
The cuffs hug my wrists in the best way. I tug on them. There's only a small amount of give. Perfect. You have another pair of cuffs in your hand, the ankle ones. I grind my clit into the bench a little in anticipation. You attach each cuff around my ankle and then clip it to one of the metal rings along the knee rest of the bench. Oh, fuck, I'm so turned on. Your hand returns to my nipple. You roll it between your thumb and finger, and my whole body jolts in response.
You okay, Lo?
So fucking good. You stroke my cheek, and I lean into the touch as much as I can.
Good girl. Ready for the blindfold?
Yes, please. You take a black ribbon from your pocket, trailing it across the bare skin of my thigh. The soft fabric moves over my clit, feather light. Oh, God. Please, touch me, please.
Be patient, baby.
You slip the blindfold into place, and everything goes dark. I've been so intrigued by sensory deprivation lately. We've been experimenting with it, lightly. But this is... fuck. Being in public is making this so much more intense. I wonder if anyone has walked by and seen us. My pussy clenches again at the thought that I know I won't be able to know if someone's watching us or not. Your fingers press against my lips, and I open my mouth, swirling my tongue around them. Your fingers pull away and disappear from my lips. Where will you touch me now? Fuck, the anticipation, the not knowing, is intense. Your fingers trail up my thigh. I sit up on the bench as much as I can so that my pussy is accessible to you. Your fingers press against my clit and swirl slowly. Oh, fuck.
Yeah. You like that?
Your fingers slide away from my clit, and I squirm to keep them in place.
Remember who's in charge here.
Your fingers slowly slide down to my entrance. You tease me, just hovering them there. Finally, you thrust in. My hands tense against the cuffs, and my body bucks into your touch. All I can do is sit here and take what you give me. God, I'm so wet. I love how easily your fingers move inside me.
Seems like you're really enjoying this, hmm? Mm. Would it make you even more turned on to know that you're being watched right now?
My hips stutter. Behind my blindfold, I can just imagine a few people standing in the doorway, filling in the room, watching as you tease and torture me. You push another finger inside of me. Oh, fuck, the stretch feels so, so good.
You're thinking about it, aren't you? Tell me what you're thinking, love.
Your lips close around my nipple, biting down when I open my mouth to answer. Oh, fuck. Yes, it would turn me on.
It'd turn you on to get fucked in front of strangers? Is that what you want?
Yeah, that's what I want. Your fingers haven't stopped moving, and I can feel my orgasm building low in my stomach as you keep speaking.
Good, because that's exactly what's happening. You've got an audience, sweetheart. They couldn't help themselves when they saw you here like this, all tied up, and begging so nicely for me.
Fuck, are there really people watching? Thanks for listening to this Audio Desires original story. We're sorry we had to cut this short, but this story is too spicy for most platforms. To listen to the full version, head on over to audiodesires.com and create your free account today.